Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham. Embracing what's fun with Connecticut on WTIC News Talk 1080.
For those of you who have no idea why I'm opening with this, well, you will figure out in good enough time. It's Spotlight Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080. Sporting a yellow tie for my video for Facebook and X and Instagram and YouTube at MC News Talk is how you can find me on there. People are digging my videos. I'm trying to get more accustomed to doing them on a regular basis, and I want to make sure I look good in them, right? So I've got my yellow tie on because after Labor Day, to me, that's the end of summer. No more whites except for white formal dress shirts. That's allowed year-round. But I'm talking about white jackets and pants and my yellow tie and all of that stuff. That all goes away. So for those of you who see this later on, know that this was, in fact, recorded before Labor Day. I'm the fashion police, right? Let's begin with our Spotlight Connecticut headlines. Listeners in this region. Now, this is a sad story, but it's one that definitely needs your attention, okay? Listeners in this region are preparing to say goodbye to our friends at WCBS News Radio 880. We're talking about the station that broke the 9/11 terror attack story. They're in the museum. Tom Kaminsky, flying in chopper 880. Saying the words, something has happened at the World Trade Center, less than 90 seconds after that first plane had hit. His words. That's the kind of legacy that that station is leaving behind. Of course, this past week, you probably heard the news about the change of format there. No more all news on WCBS 880. Those call letters are going to be retired on 880 AM. There's going to be a special look back on WCBS's legacy this coming Thursday with midday host Newsline with Bridget Quinn. Bridget is going to have a special look back on the history that has made WCBS's history so worthwhile noting. This story got national attention, and not just among radio folks behind the scenes like myself. This got worldwide attention because they've been that much of a news leader. It's not to be missed. August 22nd from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. Of course, I have my own thoughts on this, my own personal feelings. I know that I've been hearing from a number of Connecticut listeners who are upset by this because people would go back and forth between WTIC 1080 and WCBS 880 for coverage from this region. Two dependable radio stations, iconic and historic for sure. And obviously, again, I've got my own thoughts, but what's happening is going to happen. What's already happened has happened. There's no going back. But what we can do is enjoy that last look back with Bridget Quinn on their legacy. I'm glad that they're doing this because so many times a radio station changes format. People leave. There are no goodbyes. There are no ways to mark a long-lasting legacy. 57 years in the making this Thursday starting at 10 a.m. Again, a can't miss. The next few weeks, there's going to be a lot of focus on getting ready for the upcoming school year. Hartford Public Schools are going to be giving out thousands, yes, thousands of backpacks to families in need, kids in need, all part of their annual back-to-school celebration. They have numerous sponsors and community partners who are making this big day possible. So Hartford Public School families looking for school supplies so their kids can be ready for day number one of classes. All they've got to do is go to Duncan Park this Tuesday from 10 in the morning until 1 in the afternoon. And you'll be able to get your materials and get ready for that first day of school. Can't believe it. I don't miss school. But the summers these days, they seem to go by faster and faster, and I'm not in school, so I can only imagine how the kids feel. Then again, a lot of kids are getting out of school early these days. I know some kids, they were out in late May. What is that called? Where was that? When I was in school, I was going all the way to the end of June, and then I was starting in late August. I barely had a break. Connecticut Crating Manufacturer Packaging and Crating Technologies, PACT for short, is proud to announce a donation for Tunnels to Towers. The fundraising opportunity that went from May 1st to July 4th has allowed the Watertown-based company the ability to present a check worth $2,530 to T2T. That's amazing. Round of applause, to support that charity that helps pay off the mortgages entirely for the families of our fallen heroes. Our weekly spotlight on singles, thanks to Jill Dunn, our friend of Jill and It Matchmaking. She's been on the show a number of times before. Jill is devoted to helping people meet the old-fashioned way, in person, maybe with help from a matchmaker, maybe not, right? But she is there to help people, even with her events, meet in person, because it is hard to meet folks these days, to make friends, let alone to make romantic relationships, whatever it is that you're looking for. That companionship is difficult because of, guess what, those phones that we all have. She's looking for a single woman between the ages of 45 to 55 for this upcoming match here. She's got a man in Central Connecticut who she describes as amazing, generous, driven, and successful, a protector prioritizing intimacy and affection. He loves to travel and spend time with family, is passionate about physical fitness, and is also looking for someone who feels the same. They want a healthy, active lifestyle. So if this is you or someone you know, again, a woman between the ages of 45 to 55, consider this a match by reaching out to Jill, hello@jillinit.com. That's her email, hello@jillinit.com. You can also find her on socials, @jillinit. I can't tell you how excited I am for today's talk show. Our guest this week is former Connecticut radio personality Bob DiCarlo. We're going to be looking back on his national, not regional, not one city, national top 10 political satire hit Convention 72. It'll take us back to the historic 1972 political conventions and elections. Yeah, the time that Watergate was going on, all of that. Just as we're dealing with the presidential race this year, the DNC convention coming up this coming week, and just this past month, we had the RNC. Is there a connection over the past 52 years between then and now? If so, what is it? What can we learn? Has anything changed? Bob DiCarlo, our guest coming up this week on Spotlight Connecticut, excited to welcome him on WTIC.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Let's continue.
Morgan Cunningham.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
And Bob DiCarlo. He worked at another radio station in Connecticut many moons ago. Hence why I call him former Connecticut radio personality Bob DiCarlo. But he wasn't just limited to Hartford, Connecticut. And the time that we're going to be spending today is going to focus on his years at KQV in Pittsburgh, 14K. So I'm just so happy to have Bob on the show. I've tried to get a hold of him for years, couldn't figure out where he was, or, you know, I'd call a phone number and people would be like, huh? I'm not the Bob DiCarlo that you're looking for. But lo and behold, this is him. This is Bob DiCarlo. Welcome to the show.
It's my pleasure to join you, Morgan.
You know, we're going to be talking. What's that?
It really is. You know, WTIC AM was our big nemesis at WDRC. And it was Bob against Bob. Bob Steele against Bob DiCarlo. Of course, Bob Steele always won, but doggone it. But it was fun for the short time that I spent in Hartford. Wish I had spent longer. I really do.
You left in 1971, right?
Right. I was only there for about a year and a half. And I was surprised that, you know, a lot of people remembered me. They really did.
You know, I'm happy to tell you that WTIC is still DRC's nemesis in the ratings. Just saying.
But what does WDRC AM do?
Well, they need you. Let's say that.
Oh.
Well, you know, Bob, what I want to focus on is talking about the year 1972. This is almost unimaginable for me. I'm 28 years old. I'm working in a completely different era of radio. And at that time, it was possible, it was conceivable, it was believable that a radio star could actually make it to the Billboard Hot 100 charts. And that's exactly what you did with your record, Convention 72. And I'm going to play it. It's probably the first time in a long time that it's been played in Connecticut, except for maybe some Casey Kasem reruns. I know those are on a bunch of stations in different places. How would you introduce us briefly to this song? Because we're going to dig into it, but if you could just set the stage for us, what would you say?
I would say, ladies and gentlemen, with the happenings of the 1972 convention, which was really, really a disgusting display of politics, I was happy to take a very, very sarcastic look at both of the political parties and do Convention 72, which, by the way, reached number 8 in the country.
That's amazing. Number 8.
Yes, it is. Number 8. It was, okay, if we didn't run into the election, we might have actually sold 1 million copies. We almost did, but not quite. So we didn't get a gold record for it. But we did very well.
You were competing with, like, the Temptations. Helen Reddy was on the charts. I mean, America. Huge names.
And Walter Klondike, let us not forget.
He was the superstar that made it to the top 10.
Well, we did it in my apartment. I shouldn't say apartment. Well, actually, it was an apartment, but I was still living in apartments in those days. And we all sat around my dining room table, and I brought a whole fistful of records from KQB Music Library, and we started having fun. You know, the crazy thing was it's 5 minutes long. There were no 5-minute songs. Who's going to play something that's 5 minutes? Boy, oh boy, it was a surprise to all of us.
I'll tell you what, Bob, we're going to play it now. And then we will continue to talk more about it. And I think the best thing for me to do for people, we've kind of given a little tease. The best thing I could do is just hit the play button. Do you agree?
I agree.
All right, the delegates and Convention 72.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter Klondike from Convention Hall, Miami Beach. We now return you to your local stations.
We're going to spend the rest of the hour comparing the politics then to some politics now. What lessons can we learn? Bob DiCarlo, former Connecticut radio personality, made that record, which made it to number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts, right in the week of November 12, 1972. And Bob is on the phone with us now, only a moment before we go to our next break. But I just got to ask you, you made that in your apartment, really?
No, we did. We wrote it. We had a really nice bunch of fellows up in Oakland, the Oakland section of Pittsburgh, and we used their studios. Yeah, it cost us a few bucks to do. I'm going to spend a couple of grand at that time, which was, you know, a fairly substantial amount of money. And we had no idea. Now the question was, we had the product. Now, where do we go? And so we got turned down by just about everybody, except Mainstream Records. Now, do you know who owned Mainstream Records?
I'm not sure who.
Well, I can't forget. It was there for me in a second. I think it was either Bob Costas's father, somebody's father, a very, very weird situation, and it was a jazz label, but he was ready.
And they took that song, a jazz label.
Yep, Mainstream was jazz.
That's jazz.
At any rate, all of a sudden, and the first radio station to play it was a radio station in West Virginia, not in Wheeling either, and so all of a sudden, you know, they're selling 600-700 of them, and that's a lot.
That is a big number for a record like that. 5 minutes, too. I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Spotlight Connecticut. We've got to take a quick break. Bob, I need you to hang on the line, and then we're going to see how this exploded into the national hit that it did. We'll talk a little bit about the politics then and now on WTIC. Our bumper music has a pattern this week. All of the songs that I'm using for today's bumpers were sampled in Convention 72 by the delegates, a.k.a. really Bob DiCarlo. Bob is my guest. Bob, a former Connecticut radio personality who, after his time in Connecticut, made it to Pittsburgh, which was a major broadcast market at the time. It still is, but it was even bigger at that time. Number 7, I believe. Bob will correct me in a moment. And from there, voila, had this hit. Started to get airplay in West Virginia, and that's where we left off with the story. Bob, they were number 7, weren't they, at the time?
What, Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. In fact, when I left WDRC to go to Pittsburgh, they doubled my salary.
Wow.
So, well, you know, Hartford has always been in the 40s for the most part, and from 40 to 7, it's a quantum leap, and because, you know, the revenue is more expensive, your cost per thousand jumps when it comes to you're on a radio station that's reaching, you know, a million people or 700,000 of them, and Hartford doesn't have 700,000 people within 30 miles. So,
right.
That's how it went. You know, the funny thing is that everybody was concerned about how are you going to pay royalties on all the songs that you used.
You ended up calling Dickie Goodman for advice. Now, remind everybody who Dickie is.
Well, Dickie was the man who started the what they call the question and answer songs with using popular music. The first one he ever did was called The Flying Saucer. And he would do the title and the artist, but he'd make not really the artist, but, you know, he changed the name and changed the title, but you'd recognize it. However, after that, he never did it. He said, all you have to do, Bob, is sit there and wait. And all of a sudden, everybody will start calling you and saying they wanted their share.
The lawsuits.
And, well, you know, if you want royalties, you pay, because that's the way it goes when it comes to popular music or any kind of music, for that matter, that's copyrighted. And so every artist did call us. And we asked for permission, and every artist gave their permission, formally, except one.
Which was?
The gal who sang I'm the Happiest Girl in the Whole USA.
Donna Fargo?
Yes.
I did not expect that one bit. I actually, just so everybody's aware, I did not know the answer to that question until 10 seconds ago. And I figured it probably would have been a major act. Maybe America or Three Dog Night. That's what I was expecting. The Bee Gees. Not Donna Fargo?
Well, she was a minimum artist. Everybody else, to them, it was a joke. Donna Fargo took it seriously. So we ended up having to pay her a royalty check, and we did.
Wow. That's not what I expected to hear, but all right. So this is getting airplay. It's starting to get airplay across the country. It started in West Virginia. Fun fact, it was not played, at least on KQV in Pittsburgh, because you worked there.
That's right. ABC had their, well, you know how it is with payola, and they didn't even want a hint of that happening. In other words, giving favors free for nothing to their employees, and I got it. So I think not being able to be played in Detroit and obviously New York at WABC and WLS in Chicago and all the big ABC stations in Houston, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we did it without that and sold 850,000 copies.
Had that happened, it would have pushed you over a million, I'm sure.
I'm sure, too. Oh, well.
That's life. That's what Frank Sinatra's saying. That's life.
Yes, and not only that, I made enough money to put a down payment on a house, and I never lived in an apartment ever since.
So how did this record, Bob, start to catch on, start to spread? Like you mentioned, it got some airplay in West Virginia, but, you know, you need more than West Virginia to have a top 10 Billboard hit.
Okay. There are independent people who do not work for labels. In other words, okay, so RCA would have a promo guy who would go to radio stations and bring RCA product. And he would have a guy for Capitol who would go, and from the gang from Bang, and they'd go. But there were certain promoters, record guys, who would promote songs of independent labels. And that's who did it for us. And so we had a bunch of guys going places, and the way you really want to get in their good graces is you bring 10 copies or 20 or 40 or 50, because the payments and the currency becomes kind of like, give me 100 copies and I'll take care of you. And then that happens, and all of a sudden it'll start be appearing on these radio stations that are accepting your product, and they'll start putting it on their individual surveys wherever the radio stations are, and maybe you'll get up to like number 20. No, well, you would start in the 40s, and they say that when you got to 30, you're on your own. So at that point in time, you stop, and the rest will be done as just as honestly as it possibly could be. So we actually distributed, I would say, probably 10,000 to 15,000 copies of that record to radio stations across America.
Wow. You did it yourself.
Not me.
Not you, right, right. But
I couldn't.
Your team.
But, well, part of my team, the delegates were just not me. They were a fellow named Nick Casilius, and there was another fellow named Nick Sensi.
The Vogues.
Pardon? The Vogues, sure.
Yep.
And Lou Christie, and I mean, you know, he at Cohen C Records, he was the C, Cohen C. Harry Cohen was the co. And they had their own label in Pittsburgh, and Nick was a promoter. And so he used his contacts that he had done with the Vogues, et cetera. And it wasn't not only the Vogues and Christie, but somebody else. Oh, somebody else anyway. And eventually, that's how it started. And I'm Morgantown, West Virginia.
Morgantown, that's where it was. So yeah. You were the voice of Walter Klondike, which was a play on Walter Cronkite.
And David Stinkley.
You did David Stinkley, too. Some great voice acting there, a.k.a. David Brinkley, NBC News personality anchor. And there's Sidney Bruntley. Who did that voice?
Nick Casilius.
Okay, and that was Chet Huntley. And Larry Reasoning was voiced by who?
Nick Casilius.
Oh, my goodness. He fooled you guys. Fooled me a little bit there. Okay.
Nick Sensi had only one thing to say. I made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Right, because I was trying to figure out the source of that, and it's similar to The Godfather, but not close enough.
No,
not
no,
quite.
Of course. Oh, we laughed so much. I'll tell you right now, we were doing it, and the more wine we drank, the crazier it got.
You know, did you ever face any kind of controversy, you know, the whole gotta fight a woman, anything like that? Because, you know, when you do political humor, someone always gets mad and offended.
Well, Harry Kissinger was notorious for his dating situation. And we were sarcastic, but we weren't nasty. And I mean, gotta get a woman. What are you kidding? Of course, that's... Why would Henry Kissinger get that? Why would he even think of getting angry with that?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't think it's... People who are insecure and not quite sure of themselves are the ones who really get angry. And it's like, we had no problem whatsoever. We never had any kind of a suit. All we had was those artists who wanted to give their permission, and that was the only thing that we ran into.
Thanks, Donna. You know, what I wanted to ask you, a production question, Bob, how did you make such tight edits? Because for people listening, in those days, you had a razor blade, a grease pencil, and an audio tape, and in today's world of computers, it's not hard to do, but at that time, pretty difficult. And also, you're mixing in the background cheers and background music. Where did all that come from, and how did you do it all?
Don't forget, we're in a professional studio at that point.
So that was an option. It was not so hard to do there?
No, I produced it. I sat there with them and did the Razor stuff. Nick and Nick were out promoting, and I was producing. And so I produced, and we got it that tight. And yes, it was blades. That's it. Good old splicing tape and razor blades.
And the background music, the cheers and whatnot that you hear in the distant background as if you're at the convention, do you have any idea what the source was for that?
Oh, any sound effect records that we had. There used to be, gosh, what was the name of it? A service that provided you with that if you wanted to pay for it. I still have them. I really do. In fact, I believe I have a CD of the company that used to provide all of that stuff. And is that it? Let me see.
Well, if you've got any to part with, I might have to ask you for an autographed one.
It's Effect It. That was one of the companies.
Okay.
And we use them, and oh gosh, yes, lots of sources. Radio Thrills.
For people in the listening audience that don't know how it's done, this is how it's done.
Cheap Radio Thrills is what's the name of the company. And, you know, when you do it, you buy it and you get the copyright. So it's not like you're stealing people's sound effects. If you take a quote or a piece of a song, every time some of these people who are doing talk shows play sections of songs, they have to report that to BMI or ASCAP and have to pay royalties. You don't get it for free.
I'm Morgan Cunningham at Spotlight Connecticut. Our guest is Bob DiCarlo, former Connecticut radio personality, and we are about to take a break here in a moment. But, you know, without getting into the weeds too much on the politics of 1972, it's come and it's gone, and we're dealing with some major issues today in 2024. I think what I come to the conclusion of with this record is that the world is crazy no matter what era you're living in.
That's absolutely correct. And that's, I'm glad it gave you an opportunity to get in touch with me, because back then, I mean, there was so much infighting involved, and people don't remember that the person who initially was selected as the vice president running mate of McGovern was Senator Eagleton, and they found out 15 days after they nominated him that he had had some psychological problems and had gotten treatment for them, and all of a sudden, because he's a wacko, he's out. And that's how Sergeant Shriver eventually became the vice president candidate. But everybody, and it was just really a strange convention.
This was also before the public knew about Watergate, that this record that you made was released.
Yeah, well, Watergate was much after that. And, I mean, let's face it, after the conventions were over, Nixon was elected without any problem whatsoever. And McGovern went his way and whatever, and, you know, but it came out later. And why would a man, well, at any rate, I also found out that I would never, ever believe that a president who was sure to be elected would do something like that. And he paid the price.
Let's take a quick break on Spotlight Connecticut. And I have another question for you, Bob, on a different topic. And I've gotten some messages about it this past hour since you came on the show. So stay tuned, everybody, on WTIC.
This is WTIC in Hartford.
Recognizing the best fans on Spotlight Connecticut.
Hi, this is Caitlin in Hebron, and you're listening to Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Bob DiCarlo, my guest on Spotlight Connecticut, the delegates, and part of the brains, at least, behind the delegates, Convention 72, which, let's face it, there are parallels between then and now with the political world, and we can suffice it to say that politics then were crazy. Politics today also crazy. Maybe some different ways. Maybe some things are repeating themselves, whatever. But Bob, for people in the audience who aren't putting two and two together, and I want to tell you that a number of people are, Bob, picking up on the fact that you worked at KQV at the same time that Rush Limbaugh worked at KQV, but then he was not Rush Limbaugh. He was Jeff Christie, isn't that right?
That's correct.
What was he like back in those days?
What was he like? It was James. Well, he was 10 years younger than I was, and he was working at a radio station in the suburbs called in McKeesport. And all of a sudden, we needed an evening guy, and they hired him. And he's doing 6 to 10 p.m., and I was doing 6 to 10 a.m. And we found out that he liked to play golf, and he had nothing to do one Thanksgiving, and we had him over for dinner to my house. And, by the way, which was paid for by Convention 72. And anyway, we got to know each other. And when he left, he was going to radio in Kansas City. And we kept in touch all the while he was working for the Kansas City Royals. And then we lost contact because I was in the business and I moved, and I just lost contact with him. The next thing I know, he's on WABC in New York. And I'm saying, wait a minute.
Were you surprised when you heard his national show?
Oh, I was amazed. He's talking, and he's this personality who is, so boisterous, and yet in Pittsburgh, he was a nice guy. I mean, well, I'm not considering that he wasn't a nice guy.
Sure.
When he was boisterous. But, I mean, he just assumed this personality. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. And, of course, that was even before he got his own television show. And then he became the spokesperson for conservatives across America. So, hey.
But you never heard from him again?
Never. No, never did. In fact, I was living in West Palm Beach, which is where I am now, and he's just across, the intercoastal, and there he was. If I ever wanted, but how do you drive into a guy's house you haven't seen in 40 years and say, hey, remember me?
Oh, you should have.
Yeah.
Now, that would have been funny. Well, tell you what, Bob, I hate to say it, but we are plumb out of time.
Oh, well, heck.
But, we should have you back on another time. Maybe another election we can look back on Convention 72 again. What do you say?
I say absolutely, Morgan. Whatever you need, buddy, I'm there for you.
All right. You take care, Bob. And here's another one of those songs that was put in Convention 72, Jungle Fever, the Chicachas. Bye, folks.
Spotlight Connecticut with Morgan Cunningham.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.